Well, that professor, she became a professor after she got her PhD, and she ended up moving to Weber State and becoming a zoology professor there at Weber State. And we kept in touch over the years, and she, you know, I had had a little bit of trouble finding my way in to get a job even after graduating. It was a little more difficult than what I expected. There weren't a lot of positions available, and it was really hard to break into. And so I started, after I graduated, I actually also got a degree in accounting. And even though I got a degree in accounting, I thought, you know, I don't want to sit behind a desk all the time. And but I continued to farm after I graduated or had the 2 degrees. And I thought, gosh, I got to really break away and just make a move, to because I'm not looking for a job as hard as I should, and I'm not using either one of these degrees. So I had kept in touch with her over the years, and she talked me into moving out here. Well, not moving out here, but visiting. You know, well, you ought to take a look at it, see what's out here. It's really neat. It's completely different from Kansas, and I think you'd at least like to see it. And I thought, you know, I have never been there. I should at least come out and take a look. So I came out for a couple weeks and started kind of, and I was only going to stay about 2 weeks. It was going to be a kind of a vacation for me. But while I was here, I met some folks at the Ogden Nature Center. And then I also met some folks at the Division of Wildlife, and got to talking with them about jobs, and eventually I was offered a job at both places, the Ogden Nature Center and the Division of Wildlife. And not only that, there was a professor from Northern Arizona University that was doing a project in this area, and he wanted to hire me for, and all of them were, you know, not, well, the Division of Wildlife wanted me for 40 hours a week, and the other two wanted me for about 20 hours a week. So I ended up moving out here and working about 80 hours a week for both of those, or for all of them, and doing that for all summer. And that kind of broke me into it. And you know, working 80 hours a week doesn't give you a whole lot of time to do anything else. But I was running around at night, you know, taking care of the professor's plots. And I was typically able to work most weekends for the division, because that's when they needed somebody on call. And I did probably the least glamorous thing that you could think about as far as wildlife goes. I handled most of the nuisance calls, which would be at night or on the weekends when nobody else was in the office, and they would contact me. So I was basically on call most of the times. And so if there was a raccoon in somebody's chimney, or if there was a porcupine in somebody's backyard, or if there was a deer carcass on the road, then I would go and respond to that and either pick up the dead deer or handle, you know, somebody's woodpecker in the house or something like that. So it was kind of, it was fun, and it was different every day. And I really got a good feel for just Utah in general, because I traveled a lot. There was calls coming from everywhere in the northern region, and so I got to learn a whole lot about places here in Utah, and I helped everybody in the division. I didn't really have a a guy, there was the big game manager hired me, but then I helped every section. So I helped with habitat, with fisheries, with big game, with small game, with upland game. So I was or law enforcement, whatever it was, I was always going around and helping them. So I got a lot of experience doing a whole lot of things. So that was, even though it was obviously not paying very well and it wasn't a permanent position, it was a seasonal job, it was still a lot of fun and I learned a ton doing it.